Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's been nearly 35 years since National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation hit the big screen. An evening with TV and movie legend Chevy Chase and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation will come to the Chicago Theater on November 26th. It'll be an unforgettable evening as he celebrates this timeless classic with a special screening of the film followed by a live conversation and Q&A. Chevy, of course, is best known for his roles on the inaugural season of Saturday Night Live, on the big screen in Vacation, Caddyshack, Fletch, Three Amigos, Funny Farm, and so many others during his enormously successful Hollywood career. And Chevy Chase joins us this morning. Chevy, a thrill to talk to you, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, man, you know what? How about if I use this voice?
That'd be great.
I'm fine. That's good. You're welcome. I'm happy to, because, frankly, this is what I've been doing around the country. Yeah, you said everything. This is something that I love doing. Sometimes it's Christmas Vacation, sometimes other films, but really throughout this period of time, it's Christmas Vacation because close to Christmas. And I find that movie to be one of the most fun that I did. For me, I really enjoyed it, and I loved the cast in it. It's very, very funny group. Well, and, you know, it's funny. The movie's funny. I don't like to do movies that aren't funny, frankly. But,
right.
This is one of my favorites. And you're right. It's at the Chicago Theater.
That's the big theater. Well, I'm looking at some lists. I was looking at lists ranked like the all-time top Christmas movies from AMC, Variety, Esquire, Rolling Stone magazine. And National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is always in the top three with It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story. It beats out White Christmas, Home Alone, Miracle on 34th Street. Does the level of success with this movie surprise you at all when it comes to this film?
What you just said surprised me, yeah. I mean, I think the greatest of all time is Jimmy Stewart. Mm-hmm. I love that movie, which is probably number one, right?
Yeah, it's number one.
That's a brilliant movie, and I think he's really my favorite screen actor, Jimmy Stewart, of all time. I met him once, by the way.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was about in my early 20s, and I met him, and he said, get out of here. That was about it. He just thought I was some guy, you know. I didn't know what to do, so I left.
That's awesome. You know, he did that film, I think, right when he came out of World War II. Like, he landed back in the States, and that's the film he did.
Yeah.
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 Pretty classic.
Quite amazing, really, because this he was so real as an actor. Mm-hmm. I try to be, but I just end up being a clown. But...
No,
I like playing Clark Griswold. I think Clark Griswold is a great character.
It is, but you know what? There's moments in those films, though, all the vacation films, where, you know, yes, it is all about the funny, but then there's, you know, touching moments you have, and especially that movie, watching home movies, you know, growing up with your parents, and, you know, moments with your kids and stuff. There is still, and I think that's why it still resonates with everybody, right?
It might be. I don't know. I'm surprised at how good it's, as well as done, and how I haven't made a goddamn cent. No, I'm kidding. But I'm sorry, I just weird.
That's all good.
That's okay. I didn't mean it. No, I don't really know where it stands in terms of that kind of survey. I think it's just wonderful that it's up there in the top three. It's great.
Well, we're talking to comedy legend Chevy Chase. He's coming to Chicago this Sunday at the Chicago Theater with Christmas Vacation on the big screen and a Q&A to follow. What a cast you worked with. So you got Beverly D'Angelo, of course, Randy Quaid, Johnny Galecki, Juliet Lewis, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, but you had legends on there like John Randolph, Diane Ladd, E.G. Marshall from 12 Angry Men, Doris Roberts. I mean, what a cast.
I know. And wasn't he in The Defenders, too, on TV?
He was, yeah.
D.G. Marshall?
Yes, he was.
I was amazed by the fact that we could get these people. But, you know, some of them were older now and were, at the time, let's say, older. And, you know, had been gone from television stardom and whatnot for some years, and we're very happy to be in it because, you know, actors love to act. There's no getting around that.
They do.
And so, I mean, it was just a wonderful cast, and I felt that they were a part of my life at that time. It was really great stuff.
Yeah.
Nope. Anyway, the movie is like I say, it's very funny. It still is to me. It's also moving, as you said, in some ways. It's not that I took anything too seriously at that time, but, you know, I am an actor.
Yes, you are. And I was going to say, you're also a writer. You're also an improviser. So did you, you know, I'm sure they gave you some free rein in the movie and all your movies for that matter to just do what you felt was right and improvise and have some fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And in this one, I think it was Jeremiah was the director. Absolutely. But Fletch would be a perfect example. I just sort of winged it the whole way through. Because I was just sort of being myself. Here I had to play the character as it related to these very fine actors and kids, too.
Yeah.
And so it was a lesson for me in many ways about how to control myself.
Gotcha.
And be a part of something that was bigger than myself, as it were, you know.
I think you broke your finger in one of the scenes that you were improvising, actually, didn't you?
Oh, God, I know. I'm surprised you knew that. It's true. It's in the very beginning of the movie, I'm trying to light the roof of the house, which I try here too, my own home. But you know, the amount of lights is just outrageous in the movie.
Yeah.
Very funny.
For sure.
So I'm trying to get it started, and I won't get started. I'm getting more and more peeved and. I noticed at the time, this has really happened live, at the time that there were these deer on the lawn, like I had placed them there. Like I didn't know, you know, that this is what the prop people do. But I guess there's a backstory to it, that this is what Clark does. And I was so angry that I went over and punched one of the deers. And unfortunately, I didn't realize that the deer was not made of rubber. It was, you know, made of like hard plastic.
Right.
That just broke my pinky and immediately. I had to keep up the whole scene because, you know, it was busted, but, you know, I just had to get the scene done and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then
later
found out it was broken.
And I know Bev, like, would do some improv stuff, like, right at the end of the movie when the cops show up at your house, she grabbed your junk at some point.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I've asked Bev about that, and she says, you know me, I love to grab your junk. No, I don't know what. No, I don't know. It was pretty funny. You know, we let it go, obviously, but I mean, I didn't actually necessarily feel it,
okay.
Since most of my junk was down by my knee.
No, right.
Anyway. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, she did, and... somehow everybody continued to act normal, but thinking, you know, the director, production designer, everybody had to be just, let's get the scene right. And it was pretty funny. That is very much a Beverly type thing to do.
Not
in real life, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, like, you know, we talk about holiday traditions and stuff. This movie is, and it's not one of those you can walk in and out of the room. There's so many favorite scenes. There is for everybody. And it's so quoted, you know, during the holiday season, you know, so many, and most of them are your lines during this movie because it was just that good.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you. Yeah.
You grew up in Woodstock, New York. You know, what was your family Christmases like?
Well, they always involved a tree and, you know, presents. And then my brother and I would, you know, try to get down there around 3 in the morning and start opening presents, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing that kids do. Mm-hmm. So they were very good. There was one Christmas that we all went to see Midnight Mass at a church in New York City. And, because the music's beautiful. I'm a particularly religious person, but you know the music is gorgeous when the singing. And we came back, and all of the presents had been stolen. We lived up near East Harlem there. Jeez. And all the presents were gone, but the tree was there.
The tree was still there.
Yeah, Lord. The tree was there.
Good Lord.
I mean, that was something. But in any case, yeah, all my Christmases are memorable and for me, I think. Certainly for my kids, and I have three beautiful daughters, and my wife, who continues to be beautiful.
Oh.
You know, my Christmases are fun. And of course, Janie and my wife does all the necessary shopping, and I take credit. So, you know, there you have it.
Nice. Nice if you can get that.
Most fathers.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. You know, Vacation, there was a ton of movies in this franchise. Like, what would you say is your favorite, maybe your second favorite, but like, what did you really thought was the best of the best?
Oh, man. I cannot let go of the very first one. Because it was new, partially to me, but also because it's got Imogene Coke. It's got a great cast.
Yes,
too.
You know, and here you are. Like, and I will tell you, you know, and I know we're talking about Christmas Vacation, but another one that my family loves that we were just in on the East Coast and did like the Changing of the Leaves. We stayed at an Airbnb on a farm. And decided all of us, and I have a 22-year-old, we were with his girlfriend, I have an 18-year-old daughter, I have an 11-year-old son, and we decided to put on Funny Farm as we were staying at the farm. And it was, it's a great movie, too.
I thought it was good. And you know, that was George Roy Hill.
I just got it too. Yeah. George Roy Hill.
But you wonderful man, and so he made a special thing. You know, most of the directors I had were sort of first timers, or you know, I mean, I had Harold Ramis was great, but a great friend really, and the first time he ever directed was me and Caddyshack, and then one of the Vacation movies. And in any case, the fun comes from sometimes the knowledge of the director, and a guy like George Roy Hill, who had done so many great movies, was just so much fun to be around and listen to, watch him direct. I learned a great deal. I never liked him much. Anyway, I don't care. I said it, okay?
You said it. Nobody's listening. It's fine. You know, Chevy, I love all your movies, and fans will get to see the great Chevy live on stage at the Chicago Theater Sunday after Thanksgiving, November 26th. It all starts at 5 p.m. It's a great opportunity to see this legend in person. And for tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Chevy, have a great Thanksgiving, and I look forward to seeing you back here in Chicago.
Thanks, Dave. I look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, sir. Tomorrow night at 7 on my show, it's my radio special celebrating television icons. Dick Van Dyke, Carol Burnett, Bob Newhart, Rob Reiner, and my pal, Henry Winkler. Thank you for spending your Thanksgiving morning with us. From all of us to all of you, have a very happy Thanksgiving.